Cathedral of the Ancient Ones, high up the Great North Plateau, somewhere in Venezuela, South America. Dark and Jack have been separated in the Great Cathedral. Jack and the Hermit Jeremiah have been left behind in a bare old steel roof lighted with pictures. Dark had taken forward, guided by the same mouse who first came to them in Hollywood and required them to make their second trip to the plateau. Their perfect way through the winding labyrinth, the ancient structure, has led them to the confines of the harem or women's quarters, which is taken to the Great Mother. So the Great Mother is a symbol of womanhood, is of fertility, and of continuity of life. But still, Dark does not know why he's been brought all the way from Hollywood to the islands of the sky in Venezuela to face this fantastic woman, this symbol, the Great Mother. In the outskirts of the Harris quarters, the monk and Dark found the sconder with their birds from the forest. The windows were open with a small, brilliant stone picture poured in and out as though it were their native wood.
I have asked the wise one to say over me the litany of hope and faith and courage. Not long, you have been called upon for a duty to fall to but one man in every generation. You have been chosen above all other men because you have met all the tests which were required of you. It is enough that of all those who have been tested with you in this last year, you alone have come through without blame. I can see by your eyes that you wish to say something,
or perhaps when you put me above that.
Jack Packard is the one who came up here with him. They make him a Leon Laura.
Yes, I know. In strength and character and virtue, this one may be your equal, but he cannot fulfill all the requirements. Jack Packard has attachments of Mrs. Pennock Oh, really, Marguerite, he says. That's not a catchment. That is true. Somewhere hidden in his past is a woman to whom he is married.
I've been with Jack for going on 10 years now.
Think in a while. Nearly before he made his acquaintance.
Oh, I wonder if that's why he gave up his medical career and become a kind of soldier of fortune. You know, my little Jack was both just kind of drifting soldiers of fortune when we met up over in China.
Believe me, Dr. Long. Every phase of your life history is known to us.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
It has been told to you that I am the dead mother, that each generation there is a girl child born to the dead mother, and it is she who inherits the throne and becomes the symbol of womanhood.
Oh, yeah.
Woman is of this list.
Huh?
It has always been so. The monastery from the beginning of time has excluded woman. No one who is fit to attain a place among the higher intelligence. Only know a woman.
Hey, that's ridiculous.
In your mind, perhaps. But you are not close to truth. Any perfect
story. Well, if truth rules out women, then I... Well, I hope I never find truth.
Doc, wrong, not a question.
Well, I don't care today. And as for perfection, there's nothing more perfect than a beautiful woman.
Well, Kevin, look up.
I'm going to warm my lucky boy.
Well,
I in one day from this point, which I must make clear to you, nowhere in this portion of the great Silver Plateau is there anyone who is suitable to be the husband of the great mother and the father to her successor. I can see by your face that you still do not comprehend. Do you not understand that for this reason, we must once every generation bring some man of character who is able to meet all tests here to the high place to be the father of a girl child?
Hey, you mean you brought me all the way from Hollywood to... You mean you're gonna... Hey, what kind of a set of things is him now? Well, your gun is only a little...
You're frightened, Doc Long.
Well, your gun, you've known about this all the time. You didn't say nothing?
No, I did not know. Not until you spoke in the outer chamber to the ram a few minutes ago. When you said you had seen Rob Bowling last night, then I knew.
But do you like the idea that you want me for a husband? The prince is like you?
You are a man who has been chosen and tested by those in the high place.
Well, I don't give a hoot in a hot place about that. I ask you, am I the kind of a guy you always pictured in your mind for a husband?
Oh, I have not thought.
And besides, even if I was in the mind mood, I'll be doggone if I settle down up here and hit on and have this place and spend the rest of my life. And besides, that altitude ain't just for my breathing apparatus.
You had a misconception. You would not be permitted to remain here in the high place if it was your wish to do so.
But if I was to marry you,
God... It is a marriage of one year's duration. At the end of 1 year, you would be dismissed from the place of the higher intelligence.
You mean you marry your own daughter to a man for just a year? Or you just when they're beginning to get acquainted, you'd separate?
It is the law. She who is to be the great mother is dedicated to the throne to which she is heir. She must not devote either her mind or her body to one man. Once she has conceived and brought into the world a girl child who eventually will be her successor, she has completed that part of her duty.
Well, that's the doggone most inhuman thing I ever heard of. Look, a great mother or whatever I could call you, all this writing and stars and stuff, it don't mean nothing when a couple of kids is crazy about one another. If you gotta have a romance around here, well, why do you send that young flyer away?
You are speaking of Lieutenant John Minor.
That's the boy. Well, him and his gun took one look at each other, and they were step on him class there.
Stop with your paper. I'm going to look.
Well, kid, look up.
What's the idea now? You can see how people are looking. A guy?
You got it. No, Mr. Ray, please, I'm looking at it.
The white one says it cannot be, that the stars have been read.
Well, somebody should have done a pump job of reading. They better go do it again.
Doc Long, if it ain't one of your crimes,
I've done a lot of things in my life, Yolanda, but being a sugar papa of a 17-year-old little innocent kid like you, well, it ain't one of them.
kidding. He's stubborn soul, I think.
Doc Long, I am sending you back to speak with Jeremiah, who is the hermit of San Felipe Atabapo.
Well, it ain't gonna do no good. And if Jeremiah's the man I think he is, you agree with
me? No, he will not.
You seem off with you.
I am certain, because Jeremiah was the chosen one in the generation before you.
Jeremiah is my father?
That is true. I am your mother. Jeremiah was your father.
Doc will come to you tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Doc say, hey, Uganda,
you wouldn't take me.
To the Lion of Enchantment.